And we are back. Was that loud?
No, you're good.
Okay, that was good. And no, usually when we do the live shows, it's like I have to use my freaking explosions. But before we actually begin, we gotta hit that music. Oh man, what's up, dude?
You know, it's crazy. Halloween's over now. We're getting into the holiday season. We are debating at this moment to put up the old tree or buy a new tree. I don't know. Do you guys put up trees over there in California?
Of course we do.
Like
a real tree.
You like a real tree?
Real tree.
You guys get evergreens?
We have Big Bear Mountains not that far.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you said you got snow, like, over the mountains there.
Yeah, and over the hills and through the woods, you know?
Oh, gotta find me some picnic baskets. Picnic baskets. Before we get too deep into it, though, I did want to mention, I was over at Buzz TV's head office last week, and we were talking with the development team. There's some really, really interesting things coming really soon in regards to their Buzz TV 5. Some features that people are waiting and have been waiting for a while, you know, to test out when it comes to watching their live TV and stuff. So some of the features that I've been looking forward to should be released. I'm thinking, you know, they wouldn't give me a date because, you know, that's how it goes. But I'm thinking it's going to be released within the next month, and I'm pretty excited for that. You know, some people have lost certain things. Oh, that's the which one's that one?
Oh. Bit stick max.
That's the max, right? What is that? 128 gigs of onboard storage?
Yeah.
That's insane for a stick. Like,
128 gigs. Shit.
Oh man, that's 128
gigs of internal storage. Now I do have to say my 2015 NVIDIA Shield finally died.
What do you mean it died?
It went.
No way.
Like.
Well, you know, I think it's had a good life because that's been your main device since 2015, no?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, no, not 2015, since 2017.
Okay.
So I was hoping it was going to last longer. I was kind of like, literally, this is what happened. I turned it on. And it showed the home screen and then it went black. Then it showed Android, the loading screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it froze. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, what's going on? So I unplugged the power, plugged it back in. Android froze. Brought it upstairs to my surgery room right here. And dude, I had to do a clean wipe. I'm just like, let me see if I could wipe this thing out. You
best
know?
Way
and,
to start.
Yeah. Let me just wipe the whole thing out and see what happens. Nothing. This time I didn't even get the Android. It just went black. It went black. And then I had like a weird line. Like it was like something was about to launch and then it stopped.
Huh.
And I was like, what the heck? So then I wiped it again. And it just died. Like the thing was extremely hot. I think something fried inside.
I wonder if the fan stopped working. And because the fan stopped working, the CPU overheated.
That's a good question.
You could probably open that up. I don't think you're in warranty anymore anyways.
No.
but if the CPU fried, then you're pretty much done. You could try calling them, or you could try a bait and switch with one of the new ones because they look exactly the same.
Actually, no, they're not, because this has 500 gigs.
Well, they look the same. You're not going to find the 500 gigs again.
Yeah, that's true. So this is what I did. I had the 2017 up there. Took it downstairs. Fixed it all up. And I was like, ooh, let me record something. You know, I got TV Mate on there, so let me record something. And it didn't finish recording the entire thing that I wanted. So it runs out of memory. And I'm like, the hell is this? What the hell is this?
So then, you know
what I was actually, it's funny because we were just talking about the 128 gigabyte with Buzz TV. You got to say it better. Do you say it better than I do?
Buzz TV.
I got to record that.
Have that as a sound clip.
I know. I am. So then I pulled this guy out.
Oh, hell yeah.
And for those of you guys who don't know what I just pulled out, this is the XRS 4900. It comes, now I don't know what the memory is when you first
128.
Is it 128 also?
Yeah, it's 128.
128 gigs. This device is so nice, dude. So nice. And let me just do this real quick.
Is that the S1 TB? Yeah, 1 terabyte.
A terabyte. And I'm like, dude, but I can't use it on my main because, what is it? Hulu? Hmm. I think Disney Plus works on this thing. I don't know if Hulu does or doesn't.
Right.
I need to test it out. So I didn't want to reprogram everything on this thing and then check it out. But if it's just for the live streaming, dude.
Yeah. And that's the thing. A lot of people have been trying to get like catch up and stuff like that. And a lot of places you can't get that anymore. You could set this up as a catch up device.
Yeah.
Because the features that they're going to be coming out with is going to be wake to record. And the TV doesn't need to turn on.
Yes.
Anyways.
I actually was thinking about setting it up just for that reason.
Me too.
I was like, dude, I could actually set this up just for that reason. And if I want to watch live, I just turn that on. If I want to, you know, like my DVR stuff, if I want to, look, there it is.
I don't even think I'm going to connect it to a TV.
Oh.
I'm just going to have it plugged in. Like, I mean, initially when I set it up, maybe I'll set it up with a monitor or something, but I'll connect it to everything I want to do and have it running in the background. And then when I want to catch up on something, I'll just grab it and hook it up to whatever TV I want to watch it to. Right. But
that's a good reason.
Yeah. But like, honestly, we're not going to go on and on about Buzz TV guys. Like, you know, already we love using their devices. We love dealing with them. We love their customer support, all that kind of good stuff. We love their products. If you guys want to check them out, the links are in the description below. Make sure, do we have a coupon code for them for Beyond the Streams yet?
I'll get one.
Okay, it will be in the description down below.
Yeah, I'll get one. I'll get one. So make sure you guys do check the description. Buzz TV is going to be down there. The other one, we always say get yourself a VPN. We're not going to go into too details. That way we can start the show. Check the description below. There's a VPN that we recommend that's really, really good. Just get one. Get protected. Cybersecurity is just – it's such a real thing right now.
Right.
It's such a real thing, and people are not taking advantage of these deals. One day, just like car insurance when it first came out, and everyone's like, we don't need car insurance, and now it's expensive as shit. VPNs are going to be the same way. So that's going to be your vehicle insurance soon. Okay. I wanted to start this. What the hell? I'm not going to name anybody.
Oh,
I'm not going to name anybody. But I had a subscriber that said, check this idiot out. And I'm like, why are you calling the person an idiot to begin with? And they're like, dude. So we've talked about Buzz TV. We've also talked about other devices, not just Buzz. But we've said, you can get a device and you could do so much with it. I've had mixed reactions with the Fire Stick Max. And I told you, right, that I purchased a new one.
Yes.
Because I had to replace one that I gave to my sister. By the way, actually, I don't think I even sent you this. Anybody out there that's not watching, anybody out there that's listening, make sure you guys do head over to YouTube. I'm going to try to explain this thing as best as I can, but I'm going to show this to Next Level. That way he can see this. So I was house sitting, and I don't know if you could see on the right over here. Yeah, the projector, that's the Venkio.
Yeah.
And I know it's really hard to see the screen size because of that glare.
Yeah, it looks pretty decent. Looks like it's a good, you know, 75% of that wall.
Yeah, it's let me, you know what? I know when I dim the thing down, it'll probably look, there you go.
Oh yeah, now you can see it. Yeah, looks good.
So this is, Venkio has this thing where you could actually shrink it. And right now this is at 70%.
Right. And obviously it gets cleaner when you shrink it.
Yeah, I moved it up to 100% and it is freaking massive. So this is me sitting standing next to it at 100%.
Yeah, it looks clean.
Dude. So, of course, my nieces are loving this thing. They're like, you're the best uncle ever. I'm like, I'm your only uncle.
Well, that's why you're the best.
You're the best around. So I gave them the Fire Stick third gen.
Mm-hmm. Great device.
With all the shortcuts. I can't even pull the remote shortcuts. The 4K Fire Stick, actually, if you didn't know, I posted this on the Rojas Reviews. The 4K Fire Stick is on sale right now for like $24. And it comes with the new remote.
Yeah. In Canada, we only got $5 off.
Dude, still
good. $5 Canadian.
That's a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money.
Okay, so check it out. This video that I was sent, and we've had this person pop up in our chat before, and we're just like, well, come on and talk to us, dude. Like, you know. Come on, talk to us. Like, again, I'm not going to say names. He probably knows who he's talking about already.
I don't
Next know. Level don't know.
I don't know shit. I'm Next trying to figure
know.
It out.
You don't know. But this is what I am going to share with you, though. You'll probably figure it out in a second.
Yeah.
So my views on the Fire Stick Max, I have a little bit of mixed reactions on it. I have mixed reactions on it. I'm not 100% like thrilled with it, but I'm not like disappointed.
Right.
They did give me the extra RAM. I do want a little bit more of this. So
it's not a worse device.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's not a worse device for sure.
Right.
For the price range, I would spend the extra $40 because the Fire Cube's on sale right now at $94.
Right.
Bro, they were saying, or this person was saying, like, if you know what you're doing, you could add a grip ton of memory on your Fire Stick Max. And this is what they did. And this is the part that I'm just like, okay, I just finished saying spend $40 and you can get a Fire Cube, which will be more powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it, 3 gigs of RAM?
Nah. I think that still only has two.
It has 2 gigs of RAM?
Has two, but you get a lot of bonuses with that device, right? It's got a better processor. It's got obviously the 2 gigs of whatever. It's got a better GPU. It's got the built-in speaker for the A-word. It's a good device, but that 4K Max is slowly catching up with it, but it hasn't caught up with it yet.
Okay, so it is Fire TV Cube. I'm trying to see what the specs are on this thing. Fire TV Cube. Okay. So so if we did have to choose what device is better specs wise,
yeah,
you would say the Cube is definitely still better than the Max.
Right. Stick. Yes, for sure.
For sure. Okay. It is 2 gigs of RAM. I just saw it right now. It is 2 gigs of RAM. Yeah. And I think it's a hexa core.
It's a hexa-core. Yeah, it's using the S922, the there you go. M Logic.
Which is,
how do I still remember this shit?
We talk about it a lot.
God damn. So use this knowledge in my brain.
Okay, so check this out. Check this out. The vid stick at 128 gigs is $120.
I don't even think it's that expensive, is it? You're gonna make me go freaking Google this shit now.
Let me go to buzztvglobal.com, link in the description below. The VidStick Max is $120, but with our coupons, you get at 110. Hello. Okay, you ready for this one? Just the regular VidStick is $49, man. The regular vid stick is $49, and with the $10 savings, you get it at $40, dude. $39. It's freaking same price as the 4K Fire Stick. Okay, so check this out. This is what this person did, and I know I'm prolonging this. And people are going to see, like, what the hell? This person said, if you know what you're doing, you can get the vid stick max and make it a beast mode. So this guy bought a splitter, so that way it splits the power, and then you could add in a USB. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This person also bought a terabyte of external memory. And okay. I believe it was also daisy chained to another external memory card. How much money do you think that would cost?
A terabyte is not cheap.
Does that make sense? Like, I'm going to buy a Fire Stick to put a terabyte, even if it was just one external.
I would honestly... The only reason to stick, well, there's a couple of reasons to stick with like a licensed device. One, you get your full on suite of, you know, applications like your Netflix, your Hulu's, your Disney Plus, all that stuff. The other reason is some of them come with nice remotes, right? If you don't care about the suite of applications that need official licensing, or you don't care about those remotes because there are a lot of other good remotes that are on the market. I'm not mentioning any names, but there's better devices to do the tinkering that you want to do without the hoops that you have to jump through. Like, I did a video on that 4900 and I showed me putting 8 terabytes of storage in it with just sliding the drive in. That's it. Done.
It's literally my issue with modding a Fire Stick is if it doesn't have that slot to do it, and then you got to add something to split something up, it's just a matter of time when something bad's going to happen.
You know, I've been accused of being too techie on YouTube when talking about this stuff. And I'm going to admit this. This is the first time I've ever said it. I'm going to admit this. I've never added external storage to a Fire Stick.
Oh my God!
Ever. I've never done it. Because I don't care. I don't care to jump through the hoops. I don't need the extra storage. For what? For what? Turn down for what? I don't care. If I want to do... Like, I have devices. I have... If I want to do some shit, I have devices to do some shit with. I'm not saying that I don't know how. For sure I know how to add it. Do I care to do it? No, I've never cared to do it.
It's stupid. it's so beyond. I mean,
to each their own. Like, if you do it, cool, like, whatever, but to me it's just whatever.
It's okay, so everybody does different things and everybody will teach ways to do things differently, which is fine. Which is completely fine. I don't have an issue when somebody says, hey, look, check this out. This is what I can do. good for you. What do you want? A pat on the back? Good for you. The only problem I have is, and this is where you might be like, ooh, I know who this is when you come on the show and then you're just like, hey, I don't know if I agree with you. Sometimes you do this and you help people out, but your comments about this is just, wow.
I don't know who you're talking about, but I don't really care.
You're just like, wait, what?
I don't know.
It's like that one dude that said, hey, I have 99 apps and you,
I knew that was coming.
But you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, dude, you're going to get a Fire Stick. You're going to get a cheap device. It's like saying like, dude, I'm going to go buy a freaking Honda Fit and I'm going to put a Ferrari engine on it. Let's go. I would definitely say, Next Level, you made a really good point there where we're knowledgeable to do this shit, but there's reasons why we don't.
there's no how and there's no wow. Like, what's the point?
It's like, why? I would spend money like to do what this person was doing, and it was literally, oh, look, it's because I like to DVR stuff. I like to record everything possible because I got all the time in the world to watch everything. I'm like, okay, dude, look, Buzz TV's 4900, 128 gigs built in. Cool. You want a stick? Fine. Go with the VidStick Max, 128 gigs. It's already built in. And look,
easy to expand.
And easy to, you just buy the damn card and it has a built-in slot and you slide it in. If it's the VidStick, it's going to be a little micro SD card. If it's the 4900, it's going to be a laptop hard drive SSD. That you could slide in. Yeah, SSD that you could easily slide in.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're going to do, if that's your main purpose of doing that, cool, spend the money and then you're set. You don't have to mod, you don't have to buy all this extra, you don't have to have a freaking rat's nest behind your TV. Like, all my stuff, like, look, you want to see rat's nest? What rat's nest? I don't have freaking cables laying around all over the place.
I have a rat's nest. I do.
You,
I
got a rat's
nest. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, here, dude. If you were to look at the back of my TV, all my stuff is all like really, really, even my computer here, everything is just, I don't know if I could even show this, but see, I got a couple cables.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you can see this, but actually I might have to turn this light on. Yeah. You see this thing?
Yeah.
This thing right here, this is where all the cables are at. Like, I keep my shit clean.
Right.
Very, very clean. So I don't know. It's whatever. If like Next Level just said, if that's your gig that you like to spend $40 on a Fire Stick and then a couple $100 on a hard drive.
I ain't trying to sound like a douche because like you just said, if it's your thing, go for it. There's some people out there that really, really like to tinker. And there's some people that don't like to have multiple devices. Maybe you really like the Fire TV operating system and you want everything all in one. Cool. That's cool, right?
Fire Cube.
But I mean, I've done that stuff before and I'm kind of over it.
It's kind of like, okay, here's 2016. Let's expand the storage, guys.
I'm not trying to diss nobody. Like, honestly, if you enjoy doing that stuff, go do that stuff. But there's just easier ways to do things. And I think that, you know, every device has a purpose and a built use scenario, right? If you're looking to do something, it's kind of the same reason when someone comes to us and they say, what's the best streaming device? How do we answer that for you? We have to ask you questions to find out what you want. Because honestly, if you're going to say, well, I want a device that I can use with no internet, I'm not going to say a Fire Stick. I mean,
To be fair, it's not that you're being a douche, or it's not that you're being a dick, or it's not that you're being whatever. It's your fucking opinion. You know what I mean? There's, and we've said it multiple times. There's different ways of doing different stuff. When we ask those questions, like, what is it that you're trying to do? Our answers are still going to be our opinion. The next person could, like me and Next Level could say something different about several devices. Like, hey, what do you think about this one? Most of the time, we'll probably agree with a lot of stuff. And I think it's just because we've been around each other enough to be like, yeah, dude, like if I don't like something, he'll be like, he'll give me reasons why I should. Yeah. And then I'll have to think about it. I'm like, wait a minute. Actually, you know what? You're probably right. He loves the Fire Stick Max. I'm still kind of, you know,
well, just because you don't like something and I like something, or I don't like something, you don't like something. It's not for us to be like, you need to conform to my opinion. We'll give each other, you know, our standpoints. And at the end of the day, if we still don't agree on something, that's cool, because I'm not watching your TV for you.
Yeah. Well, for me, that was my biggest what the hell. And it was a what the hell. I'm like, I was just staring at that thing. I'm like, I was like, there is a video where you saw the desk of like the whole setup of everything. And I'm just like, what in the world is that? I'm like, dude, I'm like, why does this look like, hey, we just figured how to expand the Fire Stick storage. Let's do it. It's like, okay, guys. Okay, cool. All right. What you got?
Oh man, I don't even know where to go from here.
I got one thing if you're still if you need a second.
All right. You transition, then I'll transition, then we'll figure it out from there.
Cool. This is huge.
Huge?
Huge. Happy birthday, Echo.
Hey, that's Zaf from Super Zaf. He's on Amazon's website. Look at him go.
Yeah, Amazon Live. He's doing he's showing all the products out. Check this out. Alexa, happy birthday. Deals on devices. So it's your Alexa, that's her. It's her birthday. So Fire Stick's on sale, the Echo Dot, like there's a lot of stuff that's on sale right now. And oh, did I lose it? Where did I lose? Oh no, it's right here. Check this out, man. The Fire TV gaming bundle, including the Fire TV Stick 4K and the Luna remote for $80, bro.
That's a steal.
$80 freaking. I'm like, no,
that's good.
Normally $120. The Fire 7, this is the tablet for kids pro, normally $100, $60. Start shopping now. Like if you guys want, look at this, man. The cube for $94.
Echo Buds.
Echo Buds, I know. Blink Outdoor. Like they have so
many. I'm gonna be looking for some of this home stuff soon.
Yeah, well, Mr. Homeowner.
right.
Look at all this. The Echo Shows. I would highly recommend these ones. These are really good. The all new Echo Show 5s. These are good. They're little screens.
Yeah.
You could do you could make announcements, you can call people. Like, dude, you could be like, hey Rojas, I'm calling you. You know, it's pretty cool. It's some of the stuff that you can do with security, your smart home, it's like the amount of stuff on sale right now is ridiculous. And you're talking, I think the smallest percent off I saw was like 40% off, 44% off and up. I've seen 50%. I've seen 60%. They're having, like, for me, this was a huge, when I saw that, I'm just like, what the hell? Like, dude, this is some, the only thing I didn't see, which I was like, oh, is the Fire Stick Max on sale. They're not going to have that.
They're not going to have that on sale. No, they ain't doing that. Doesn't make sense for them to put it on sale already. You know, it's funny that, you know, we brought out that home security stuff and being a homeowner and whatever. Did you hear a few months ago, there was articles that was out in the news in the States about Zillow and how they were purchasing a massive amount of houses over asking price, and people were accusing them of driving up the prices of the homes in the States. You didn't hear about that?
I heard something about Zillow, but I didn't know that's what it was.
That's what they were doing. They were going around and they were just purchasing houses, not even doing any work to them,
and just immediately either buying it for over asking or just selling it for over asking. And they were inflating the price of the real estate market, right? Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, like, since we bought a house, I've been talking with everybody. I'm like, okay, where did you buy? How much did you pay? And everyone I talk to, they're like, oh, there's a crash coming. I'm like, I don't know if there's really a crash coming, man, because these prices keep going up and up and up. And I think about, 30 years ago, how the real estate market has moved in the past 30 years. Mm-hmm. Like 1980, my parents bought a house for like 120,000. 30 years, 40 years later, now it's worth over $1 million. That's how the Canadian real estate is here, right? That's insane. So for me to be like, there's a crash coming, maybe it'd be a blip, but I think Zillow is about to crash the market in the States. I'm going to show you something real quick here. Check this out. Add this. Zillow reportedly needs to sell 7,000 houses after it bought too many. They're saying they need to cut 25% of their staff. And if they got to sell 7,000 houses, they can't just sit on those 7,000 houses. They're going to be under market value in the States. So mm-hmm. Zillow is about to crash your real estate in the States.
Wow.
Zillow is trying to offload around $2.8 billion worth of houses onto investors after it bought them with the intent to sell them to hopeful homeowners and landlords, according to a report by Bloomberg. This follows another Bloomberg report that the real estate browsing website had to stop buying houses when it found itself with an excess of inventory.
Idiots. Caught red-handed.
They were just buy.
Now sell. Yeah, it's kind of like trading places. So I keep hearing this too, that the housing market's going to crash.
Yeah.
It's not going to crash how it did last time.
Right.
It's going to dip.
Yeah.
There's this huge thing that everybody keeps saying. It's going to dip. Wait. And it's going to dip. Like the way things are going here, especially in the States, surprise, hasn't dipped yet. But it's not going to dip how it was before. And when it happens, it's not going to last too long. People won't really know when it dips. Right. It's going to be like, if this house is normally 380 and they're like, okay, now your house is worth 320. There's your dip. Next thing you know, it's going to be like 400,000. Then just like, whoa, wait a minute. Did I just buy at the wrong time?
But if it does dip like that, what's going to happen to the interest rate? The interest rate goes up. So even if you buy it for less, the interest rate is higher. Yep. It's going to work out to be the same thing in the long run.
Yep.
One thing I always tell people, right? Everyone's always like, oh, I got to save up money to buy a house. And the problem is, at least here in Canada, because our real estate market is ridiculous, the amount that you save in a year, the housing market increases more than whatever you could save. So if you don't buy today, the amount that you're going to need next year or the year after is going to be more than whatever you could have saved in those year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate is a crazy beast. It's only going to become harder and harder to get your ass into a house. So if you can do so, figure it out, pull some strings, do what you got to do, live, like, humble yourself, live with some people you don't want to live to. I mean, I've seen some real estates do some really interesting flips where even if you don't want to live in the house, you buy that house, the real estate agent finds the renters for you. In a year, you sell it. And I've seen people make 100K in a year just by doing that.
Yep. So you got to be on it, though. Big time. So I want to give a big shout out to SurgeFlix. He sent me this thing for DJI Action 2. I have the first one,
mm-hmm.
and it is arguably the best action camera that has ever come out. It beat out GoPro. A lot of people that had GoPros dumped the last one to get this Osmo Action, the first one.
Yeah,
they have this second one that came out, and I have a lot of mixed feelings because, well, let me show you why. Here is the screen. This is their homepage. Dude, what they did to their website is freaking amazing. Look, if I start scrolling down, it becomes the little thing.
That's cool.
The actual camera.
Yeah.
See? If I blow it up, That's neat. And look. That's the little camera right there.
That's dope.
So it's got a front-facing camera. It's a giant freaking camera. And then the back is its screen. So the one was a little bit longer, just slightly longer. There is a screen in the front and a screen in the back, and the lens was slightly smaller. So why are they doing this new thing? Oh, yeah. So look, check this out. If I go like this, it shows you what you can do. So there's a magnet that you could actually put in the back of your shirt.
I like that.
And it sits there. I kind of like that, too.
Yeah, I like that.
And then see, like, here's a little video of how they're doing it. Pretty freaking cool. Now, look.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
It's a little magnet that you put on this thing, and they have their own custom gimbal. It has a front camera and a back camera.
Man, I can't spend any more money.
Now, look at this. Now, look. That little magnet thing that went to their gimbal, if you come down and you connect it directly, now it's freaking dash cam.
Oh, my God. Yo, and okay, then, everybody jump on this because this is going to be fire for Christmas. You looking for Christmas gifts? Like, I want one of these. Rojas wants one of these. Oprah wants one of these. I'm saying, like, wow.
Dude, the Oprah. 4K at 120 frames per second. Like, they put the camera on the side of the wheel, and they got a freaking sick view on this thing. Oh, did the video stop? Look at this thing. Look at that. It's freaking stupid, dude. Like, everything that they're doing with this camera is insane. And the way this thing records is just amazing, dude. So, for me, my like, I've heard a lot of reviews saying that the thing gets too hot, the lens, this and that. But the GoPro and the Osmo Action, normally those lenses get hot. I guess this one, because it's a little bit bigger, it gets hotter. I'm gonna get one of these. I need to review it. I need to check it out. Sure. I'm gonna hit up DJI. I doubt they're gonna send it to me because these guys are doing very well right now for business. Very, very well. But dude, if I can get my hands on one, I'll send you one if I can. It's gonna be hard.
Those look dope. There was a camera that I was looking at before. I can't remember the name of it. And I sent it to you. I was like, yo, can you get me one of these? But I think they were more expensive than these DJI ones. And the DJI ones, I mean, I would trust the quality from DJI over the other one I sent you anyways.
Oh, yeah.
They're good shit. They're good shit. Mm-hmm. I have a joke gift, gag, if you will, if somebody would like to purchase it for the holiday season. It's a keyboard with three keys. You have your copy and paste. Oh, shit. So it's kind of like an April Fool's gag. That's what they're calling it, but it's just Control C and Control V. It's got no business being as neat and as useful as it is. But if you're a Stack Overflow or you're like into programming and stuff like that, I find myself, like, even when I'm not programming, using Control C and Control V quite a bit. So it's kind of cool just to be there. And
so it's already copy paste. It you don't have to hit Control C. It's already there.
It's there.
It's just CV.
It's just CV.
Now, you know how convenient that is?
To be fair, a lot of higher end keyboards have programmable keys that you can do that with. Like, I have my Logitech, and it's got a bunch of keys on the side here that I can do and a bunch of keys on the top. And I can do all that with it, but you don't have to buy a $200 keyboard to get a simple function like this. And you could probably plug this into your Android box or your phone, whatever you want to plug this into. But I thought it was kind of funny. So I don't know if they gave me a price. I just saw it. Hold on,
$29.
$29 on drop. I mean, it's a gag gift. It's kind of funny. If you know somebody that's into like programming or is a computer nerd, this could even be a stocking stuffer. I'm sure it would fit into a stocking. So it says the good stuff. I mean, look at it, fully programmable, solidly built. And the bad stuff, I mean, just look at it. Programming requires dismantling and hard to get a hold of. So apparently The Verge gave it a 7.5, and they're saying it's hard to get.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah, my keyboard has the same shortcuts and everything, so I'm good with that too. But that's funny, dude.
But it, like I said, it's a good stocking stuffer as a gag gif for sure.
Yeah. So wanted to share this with you. GTA 6 news and rumors. You know how many years have we been, how we keep hearing about?
I think we did an episode. It was a German talk TV show, and the guy busted onto the recording set, and he's like, "GTA 6, we want it," and it had nothing to do with GTA 6.
They had that. They had that one chick that was like, "Ooh, look at me!"
Oh my god.
So according to this, given recent reports suggest that the game could be looking at either 2024 or 2025. That's their release date. There is a lot of rumors that these guys that it's already in the works, that they're actually supposedly working on it.
That's 2 to 3 years. That's like, they're already working on it to give me something in 2 to 3 years. I'm not a developer, but that seems a little unacceptable for me. I'm just saying.
It seems like it's a long time. Yeah, it's I honestly, I really wished, because we've had these next gen consoles already for a year. Mm-hmm. And you would think like, okay, let's make sure they have these games maybe a year after the next gen consoles are out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they're waiting for 2024 and 2025 is because they do not want it on the previous gen. They don't want it on Xbox One. They don't want this on the PS4 because of the same reasons and issues that the Cyberpunk. Popular game Cyberpunk had. They're like, we don't want to experience anything like that. You're either on the next gen or you're not getting this game.
But can't they just make it incompatible with previous gen consoles? Isn't there something they can do?
They can. The problem, though, is because everybody is having such a hard time getting the new next gen consoles. It doesn't make sense for them to push out a game only on one console that is very limited to certain people. So what they're doing is they're giving everybody, they're working on it right now. And I think they did this on purpose. They were waiting to see what the market was doing and to see if there is a true hype on this thing, which apparently there is. And they're giving everybody a few more years to make sure you have the new next gen, because they're not going to have it on the previous gen. These are going to be, it says right here, what platforms will GTA 6 be on? It says it's to be determined, but it will be on the Xbox Series X, S, PS5, and PC. And that's the only thing that they're talking about. As far as what do you get within GT6, no announcements. As far as where is it going to be set at, what city, no announcements. They're not giving anything away. All they're saying is, most likely on the new next gen stuff. They're even talking about with specific graphics cards that it won't be compatible with certain graphics cards, that you would have to get at least a minimum of this one or higher. So we'll see. I'm kind of on the same boat with you. Like, it's unacceptable that they should have had it ready, because you know, a lot of people want it, but I think what they're doing is they want to maximize their profit as much as possible. So giving it until 2 to 3 more years from now, I wouldn't be surprised. Let's see, we're in 2021. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if this came out 3 years from today in November. 3 years from right this second.
Right.
You know, because of the holidays, you know, they're going to say like, let's have this on sale in early November so everybody could get a hold of their copy, and Merry Christmas to whoever's getting it. I think that's what they're going to do.
I feel like in 2 to 3 years, cloud gaming will be the answer to the issue that they're facing right now.
Mm-hmm.
about how it's hard to get the console into everyone's hands. The only reason you want the actual console is because of the hardware, but a lot of the processing will eventually be done in the cloud. So it won't really matter if you can get your hands on a console or not. And they wouldn't, then the pressure is really going to be on, like, are you releasing this or not? It's not, we need to wait for the average consumer to have the capability to have a device that can play the game the way that we intended it to be played. So I don't know if maybe that's what they're waiting for. Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows? All right. Facebook. Facebook is taking us to the metaverse.
We've been taken.
Dude, what the hell is going on with this? What do you know? Tell me.
Honestly, I had every opportunity to know more than what I know, and I didn't care enough to know more. I've heard things like Zuckerberg wants to recreate the internet and he wants to put us all into his metaverse. Change the name of the parent company to Meta because it's referencing the metaverse. Now when you open applications like Instagram, it'll say brought to you by Meta instead of saying brought to you by Facebook. Oculus, it's rebranded now. It's all focusing around bringing you into this digital world. And I have to say, I don't give a shit. I legitimately don't give a crap.
When I first heard it, I kind of was in the same boat that you were in. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I don't give a crap. But then I was just like, why? Why are they changing? Like, everybody knows Facebook, and a lot of people are like, who cares about Facebook now? Now we're on Twitter. But there's a lot of people still on Facebook. But why? like why? Yeah. Why Meta? Why is it? Why? Somebody came up with a really good acronym. I forgot what it was, but I don't understand why they're changing their name to Metaverse or Meta or whatever. What is Oculus being called now? Or what are they changing it to?
I can't remember now.
Wow. It's just, so this is something that's very interesting. That is a what the hell? Facebook, or AKA now Meta, is also going to be shutting down its face recognition tagging program.
Yes, I heard about this.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting because if I take a picture with my sister and I'm like, oh, let me tag her, it just says, hey, this is your sister. Oh, no shit. It's easy to tag, you know? But at the same time, because Instagram doesn't do this, with Instagram, you have to click on the person and then you have to type their name and then you can click on it. I'm like, why isn't Instagram doing what Facebook is doing, or why isn't Facebook doing what Instagram? I'm like, this doesn't make sense what they're doing. But there's been such a huge rumor going around that the government is pulling, and not just government, it's governments in the world.
Yes.
Pulling face recognition from Facebook. And it already has your name. It already has your face. It has all the information that they need. And I know Facebook has been, or Zuckerberg has been going through freaking hell with the government, especially here in the States. Well, you know, and I guess he's shutting it off. He's saying, you know what? I'm turning this thing on.
Sometimes you got to make those moves to keep Uncle's S off your back. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it ain't worth the headache. It ain't worth the headache. Like, we talked about some crypto projects, right? And they were like, okay, we're working on this development. We're going to take it just to tell the government that this is what we're doing. And then the government says some shit and they're like, okay, we're not doing this anymore. F this. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just, you can sleep easier at night. But, you know, yeah. Oculus got rebranded to Facebook Reality Labs.
They're calling it Facebook Reality. Let's call it Facebook Reality Labs, even though we're changing the name of Facebook to Meta.
Hold on. This might be an old article. This was Hold on. When did this come? This came out in 2020. That can't be right. Hold on. Let me see. Facebook's new name is Meta. Else. Oculus brand is dead. Facebook is changing the name to Meta. Oh, they even got a new ticker symbol instead of the Facebook stock symbol. It's now MVRS, Metaverse, I guess that would stand for their ticker, yeah. Ticker symbol. Company also focuses on the future, family of apps and Reality Labs. So I guess it's something like Reality Labs. But, you know, Zuckerberg, when you see him, both his pictures and how he carries himself, he looks like somebody that would live in a reality world, like a virtual reality world, like a fake world. So it's almost like he's building a universe that he could live in, and he's going to take you all with him, and you're all going to get locked into there, and that's going to be your reality from now on.
So they did say that in 2019 they did have an opt-in feature. They restricted the facial recognition and you had to opt in. And the reason for this was because there is a $650 million settlement that happened this year. And that was, the moves follows a lawsuit that accused Facebook's tagging tech of violating Illinois, the state of Illinois, biometric privacy laws. That's how much they had to pay. So Pazenti is one of the people there that works for Meta. He says, looking ahead, we still see facial recognition technology as a powerful tool, but the many specific instances where facial recognition can be helpful need to be weighed against growing concerns about the use of this technology as a whole. Amid this ongoing uncertainty, we believe that limiting the use of facial recognition to a narrow set of use cases is appropriate. So what it sounds to me is that they are going to give this technology tool, which they already have it, to the governments. And they're going to have, I almost see this happening, like, dude, just like the freaking movies. They're going to have this bank where the cameras could target you and see who you are and everything. And based on this technology that Facebook already has for Lord knows how long, it's there. It's done. It's all they're going to say is like, hey guys, we did all this work for you. Here you go. We're going to sell it to you now. This is how much it is. And we're done.
Welcome to the metaverse. This is their Twitter account.
Oh man.
And it says announcing Facebook company's change. And they have this really, really interesting video right here. Is it playing? No, not this one. This one.
Oh, this guy's funny. This guy's really funny. I've seen some of his videos because he makes fun of people who.
So I don't know if because I'm obviously don't have the audio on for us watching this, but it shows a popular content creator who just does reactions to other people's content. Kind of zapping himself through different places that appear to be real, but we know that it's a virtual reality place. So I don't know if they're trying to say that you are going to be able to do this and interact just like you would in the real world, but in the metaverse. So,
you know, what would be very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, what would be very interesting is MVP. Oh, I know what barbecue sauce that is too. Is that baby ribs?
baby rays, I think.
Yeah, it is. I got some of that downstairs. So if I'm taking that literal on what he's showing, it's almost like how you could port yourself into one place or another, like Oculus. You could put that thing in there and now you're in some other world. I wonder if that's what they're trying to do, maybe with glasses. What is it? The Avengers, you know how they have the people where they're like all over the world and space and time and wherever, and they could actually teleport into, not physically, it's like a digital version of themselves, like a giant, like a screen of them. So imagine, like, if I'm just like, oh, next level, you're just like, hey, Rojas, come over real quick. I could put these glasses on, and then now you'll be able to see me through like a projection. Like I'm like walking around in your room and you're like, oh, check this out, and I can see everything, and I'm just walking along with you. That's what that looks like. That's where it looks, where technology is going to. It's been in movies, and they've talked about it. It's coming.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about it, to be honest with you. That's going to be the future, as much as I think it's crazy. I want to say, and this is the thing, I want to say this next sentence, but when I go to say it, the next thing I say is, then when? I want to say that we're not ready for something like that. But then if we're not, then when are we?
Never.
Right?
You just have to just do it.
and that's why I think it's such an abrupt change. Like, he's been putting things into play for the last 10 years.
Bro. Samsung at CES 2020, they had these digital screens and you could actually talk to a person, and they had this smart AI that you could talk to them and ask them questions, like whatever you want. And they talked to you about whatever. It was just really like strange. You know what they can do to introduce this? Instead of having a TV screen like a kiosk, they just have this projection that is right there in front of you, and you talk to these people. You can go to the airport and they say, hi, how can I help you? Oh, I need to check in. Sure thing. Let me scan your face real quick. Cool. Here's your tickets.
You know what's going to be crazy, though? As soon as you said scan your face, how many things are going to be scanning your face without your permission? How do you stop somebody?
You're like, hide the nips. Dude, it's going to be some crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like,
and you know what? You know how they say, like, oh, you can't touch your baby now without having consent. It's like, I need to wipe their ass. They're like, dude, it's some stupid crap going on. It's like, what do you mean? I can't. I got to consent. Now they're going to say, like, do you give me your consent to scan your face? No, I don't want nothing on my face. Thank you. What is your name, please? Can I have your social security? No. Here's the first digit.
Yeah, Juan. Right? Juan.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you got?
Honestly, I'm done with that. Like, I'm so done.
I'm done. Okay. I got one more to finish off.
Let's go.
One more. It's going to be a quick one. You've heard of Dr. Dre Beats?
Yeah.
Beats discontinues several products, including Power Beats, Solo Pro, and Beats EP. They are now, dude, I'm just like, what? So Beats is focusing now its product lineup on their bigger sellers. So like their earbuds. So they announced the new 200 Fit Pro earbuds. They're going to be focusing on some of their more popular products.
Makes sense.
But some of the stuff, like pretty much what they're doing is they're looking at their full inventory and saying, where are we making the least amount of money? Even though they're still making a lot of money, and saying, nope, we're done with those. So they're going to now zone in. So it looks like with these changes, according to Beats website, its product families now consist of just launched the Fit Pro earbuds, the Studio Buds, the Power Beats Pro, Solo 3, Studio 3, and the Beats Flex neck buds. So pretty much they're going buds. They're doing three buds, and it looks like they're doing three headsets. So you get six in total.
You know, maybe I would care more if I had an Apple product, because I kind of feel like, so if you guys don't know, Beats, which was originally developed, owned, and run by Dr. Dre, was sold to Apple. And it was a great partnership, because before Beats was owned by Apple, there was no other products that gave 100% compatibility with Apple products besides Apple products. So when they bought over Beats, now they were able to implement the Beats line with the Apple technology. And I think that was a really good thing for people that own Apple products. I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just saying now you have more variety, right? So I think it's smart of them to do it, because I think it's It's more so, at least from my ignorant perspective, it's more so those people that own Apple products that are buying more of the Beats product lines. And you don't want to have a massive skew when, you know, you're only really competing against two or three headphones on the Apple side. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I think it's a smart move for them. I think, you know, I think they're going to do well for doing that. It's better to limit your SKUs than to eliminate yourself from the market.
Yeah. So it also says that they're still going to continue selling the Pill.
Okay. Yeah.
The Pro though. So that's still there, but they don't know for how long. So I'll be honest. I was very bummed when Dre sold it to Apple. But at the same time, I'm just like, you know, Dre actually don't need no money. It's like he just made a crazy deal with Apple. So, yeah, good for him. You know, good for him. And I guess we'll see what happens with this whole thing coming. Oh, by the way, DJI Action 2 with the front camera, it's $500. So if anybody's wondering, $500. Make you horror. Okay. So we're getting towards the end of the show. And unless Next Level wants to add anything or...
No, we're good. We're good.
Cool. I know. We filled this thing up. An hour of a lot of stuff. A lot of information, guys. So let us know what you think. We love to hear from you guys all the time in the comment section below. Leave us a review. Share it with a friend. Next Level, any last words before we get the hell out of here?
You know what I say, man? Thank you guys for always checking out our shows, for coming out to the live shows, for listening to the podcast and watching the videos and the live streams, all that kind of good stuff. If you are listening to us on the audio side, make sure that you leave us a review so other people like yourself can find the content that you enjoy. And make sure to check out our live streams, which are every Thursday around 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that you too can be a part of the community and the conversation. So thank you guys, and we'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.